All right, Alexander, let's talk about in this segment about some high profile government shuffles. Let's see, the Ukraine central bank chief has resigned. The French prime minister Philippe has resigned, but he's now been replaced a couple days ago by Jean Castex. So it's another resignation, but a quick replacement. I'm not sure what's going on with the Ukraine central bank chief as of yet, but that's interesting news. And what else should we talk about? CHOP is no more. So CHOP has also
What
left
a
the
surprise.
building. CHOP has left the building. And maybe the job report
Yeah,
as well.
absolutely.
The jobs report. So which one do you want to tackle first? Which
Well,
story?
let's just deal with these two reshuffles. I mean, we did a recent program actually on Ukraine, and we po pointed out, that money continues to be shoveled into Ukraine. The IMF has recently authorize a further $5 billion loan to Ukraine. Ukraine is this absolutely collapsed country. It's only sustained by loans from institutions like the IMF. Last time I looked, it was $45 billion that had been pumped into Ukraine since 2014. Now it's certain to be more than that because that was a while ago that I looked. We were being told all the time, not to worry, everything is good there. The central bank is in safe hands. And lo and behold, the governor of the central bank now resigns, says things at the central bank are very bad. The system is corrupt. He's under facing continuous political interference, and he's not able to do his job. So, I mean, this is obviously the truth. You've learned it from our programs, from the Durand. If you follow the Durand, you would know it. But somehow, with all its vast sources of information, the IMF manages to overlook this fact and goes on giving money to the Ukraine. Now, all I can say is, I mean, why bother to give money to Ukraine anymore? Why not just give it directly to the various oligarchs who run Ukraine and the various carpetbaggers that come in from the United States and wherever? Why not just give it directly to them and cut out the Ukrainian middleman? Because that's what it is. It's just goes straight in and it goes straight out again. And if you don't believe that, just look at what this poor man who is trying to run the Ukrainian Central Bank has just said.
Yeah, just send the money to the EU headquarters, send the money to Biden's address, send the money to the Clinton Foundation. Hunter Biden's living in LA now. John Kerry's stepson, Hines, send the money there. I mean, just why are
British.
you to these locations?
The British
Got
Virgin
this
Islands, Turks and Caicos, all these nice offshore places. I'm sure, you just do it directly. As I said, why go through all this, all these motions all the time of pretending that the money is going to help Ukraine when it's not? I mean, it clearly isn't. I mean, that's clearly not what this is about at all anymore. Now, where this is,
What
where
criminal activity is this? It's just
absolutely,
so
absolutely,
corrupt. It's just so
absolutely.
ridiculous.
And of course, I mean, the other thing I would quickly add about this is, of course, I mean, the IMF is now breaking so many rules of its own rules, sending money to Ukraine, that it's just, I just lost count of them. I mean, it's just,
Disband the IMF, get rid of it.
well, exactly. I mean, what is the point of it now? I mean, it's the IMF is now exposing itself as just another slush fund.
Criminal organization.
Well,
Yeah.
a
Well,
slush.
it's taking our money. That's the problem that I have with it. It's a slush
Absolutely.
fund, but it's taking our money.
Absolutely. A
Like
slush.
all of everyone's watching, everyone that's watching this program, I'm pretty
Oh, no,
sure nine
you're
out of
tech.
10 of you're giving money to the IMF.
You are, absolutely, because it's funded through tax dollars and tax pounds and tax euros and tax yen, even tax yuan from China. So, I mean, it's all going into the IMF. It's going straight to Ukraine, or so we're told. And straight out of Ukraine, as I said, into all these nice offshore accounts and all these interesting countries, so, which aren't really countries. So, as I said, it's just. I mean, it's just. If it wasn't so tragic, one would just want to laugh. But it is tragic, and
This
behind
guy
it.
left. I'm sure he left because he's just like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Central
Well.
Bank. Cedric
Well,
Bowles, right?
that's what he said. That's exactly what he said. I mean, he said, I mean, he just couldn't face doing it anymore. So, I mean, he couldn't
He
face
has conscience.
Well, apparently he has a conscience. I mean, he can't face doing it. So, I mean, why do we persist with this fiction?
Oh, yeah. Okay, France.
France. Well, we did another program quite recently in which we talked about France. We said how the local election results had been a disaster for Macron, and how it's now confirmed that his party failed to win in a single major city, you know, across France. So he did dismally badly across France. His party is disintegrating. So what do you do if you're, you know, the captain of the Titanic? You rearrange the furniture. You get rid of one prime minister who was no good, and you point in his place another prime minister who is no good, because nothing can change while Macron remains at the bridge, leading this Titanic ship straight towards the iceberg, because that's what he's doing.
Do you know anything about this new guy? Or
no,
is the prime minister position that critical?
No, it isn't that critical. I mean, the French system is presidential. It is run by the president. He determines policy. He decides. The only situation where the prime minister becomes important is if the president is from, say, from the left, and the prime minister, who is appointed by the parliament, but on the president's recommendation, it comes from the right, let's say. I mean, that's happened. There have been instances when, I remember Mitterrand was the French president, he was a socialist, and I think it was Jacques Chirac was the prime minister, and he was a conservative. And at that point, the prime minister does have some influence. But when the president controls the political system and the parliament, as Macron does, I mean, the prime minister really isn't a very important person at all. But as I said, this is just a piece of theatre. It's just saying, Macron saying, oh, well, you know, my presidency needs a reboot. So I'm going to just change who the prime minister is. And it will get him a few headlines, which he might build on, but then everything will remain exactly as before. There's a wonderful quote, by the way, from a famous Italian novel called The Leopard, in which he says everything must change so that it can remain the same. And that's exactly what we've seen in France with this dismissal. The prime minister has changed. Everything else remains exactly as it was before, except, of course, that the people of France are becoming increasingly unhappy. They're not yet united in deciding whom they want to lead. Though at the moment, I come back to this, the only conceivable challenger remains Marine Le Pen. But despite that, it's becoming increasingly clear whom they don't want. They don't want Emperor Macron the First, the current inhabitant of the Elysee, the president of France. They don't want him, and they're voting increasingly against
him. All right, well, let's go to the US now, and really good job numbers, it seems, for Trump once again. Yeah. It shows that what happened last month was not a one-off. Here we are again. Good job numbers. Really good job numbers. Mm. Good news for the Trump campaign and the Trump re-election. Good news for the U.S. economy. We called it.
Absolutely.
You said it. And also touch upon CHOP being dismantled. That's also good news for the Trump White House.
Yeah, of course it is. But let's just deal first with the job numbers. I mean, it's been a consistent thing. I'm not blind to some of the underlying problems in the US economy. I accept there's been far too much financialization. I'm fully on board with all of this. But a pandemic of this nature is not going to derail a huge economy like that of the United States. There was a lockdown. That lockdown is ending, or is ending. People are going back to work. They're spending more money. Jobs are coming back. The economy will revive. What you're getting in the media is a catastrophe narrative that bears no relation to the reality of what is happening in the economy of the United States on an everyday basis. And I predict this will continue to accelerate right through to the election. We will see the United States economy building up speed and doing so at an increasing pace. That is my prediction. It hasn't yet translated into general perceptions. People are still questioning this. They're still in denial about it. The polling numbers, which I suspect are manipulated anyway, are still looking difficult for Trump. But by August, I predict people will be aware of this. And by the end of August, what is now being said by a few people like us will no longer be deniable. So that's the job numbers figures. As I said, we got it. We called it right. We always said it would be a V-shaped recovery, and so it is turning out to be. Now, CHOP, CHAS, whatever it calls itself, we also said it would collapse under the weight of its own absurdity. It has done. If you want proof that defunding the police is a very bad idea, all you have to do is look at what happened in CHOP. We've had two murders. We've had violent incidents involving firearms. We've had a general collapse of public order. Even the governor and the mayor, the governor of Washington State and the mayor of Seattle, who were talking about this great summer of peace and love, have been forced to accept that this thing was a disaster. And if we had a proper media in the United States, which of course we don't, that would be something that would be talked about and publicized in many places. But of course, what's happened is the curtain has been drawn on this affair almost in silence because the media has barely reported it.
Yep, good riddance to CHOP. A lot of people have suffered and paid a very heavy price for a very childish behavior.
Childish and stupid behavior by the mayor, childish and stupid behavior by the governor. But I will also say this: I think we talked about this too in other programs. It was transparently a trap laid for Donald Trump. They were goading him into sending the military or the National Guard to try and clear it. Trump didn't rise to the bait. He let them sort it. He let them left it all, this hot potato, in their own hands, and it burnt them. I'm sure that there's a lot of people in Seattle who are very upset and angry about this.
Yeah, CHOP's going to come back and boomerang against the Democrats. That's what I think. It's going to solidify the Trump base. And I also think the BLM movement is losing a lot of steam, a lot of momentum. I think a lot of people are now reading their manifesto. They're understanding what they're about. They're understanding that this is one big charade. That's what they're starting to come to the realization, and they're starting to speak out. And I think that's going to also boomerang
I agree.
against the Democrats. It's just a matter of time. People are realizing that the BLM was just, once again, another corrupt Ponzi scheme, a way to extract money and to put it into the pockets of the powerful and the elite. That's all it
Absolutely.
is.
That's exactly what it was. It was a completely orchestrated, entirely manipulated exercise. It had no real reality. It was not based on the real structural problems of the United States. It's not interested in the real problems that affect black people and people of every color, by the way, people of every economic class in the United States. It wasn't related to their lives. It was all about narratives again. And as
And money.
I and money, and as you absolutely, it was also about mobilizing votes against Donald Trump in the election and trying to paint him in certain ways. And as you, I am entirely of the same view as you. I think it's losing momentum fast. I think it's boomeranging, and it will, in fact, be shown to have been a major mistake.
Yeah, I agree. Any other news that you want to cover, or should we sign off?
I think we can sign off at the moment. No doubt more news coming, but all kinds of exciting things going on around the world. We shall keep an eye on them. I understand there's more going on between China and India at the moment, for example. So we might want to keep an eye on that. And there's American fleet movements around, in the South Pacific,
The South Pacific, yeah.
but these are big and ominous subjects which we'll need to talk about in, I think, in other places.
Yeah, we'll do some videos for that as well. More specific videos for those news stories because those are really, really big topics.
I agree.
All right. Alexander Mercurs, thank you very much. Guys, thank you. We're signing off for tonight. Durant Shop, pick up some merchandise, Patreon, PayPal, and subscribe star. Got a mug there?
Absolutely, always. Always. I'm never without one. I say that. I mean,
Got a lot of mugs on the way, actually.
I absolutely, I
Got a
do.
lot of
Absolutely.
mugs on the
Great
way.
mugs. Great mugs. I am never without a Durand mug at any time of the day when I'm in my house. I survive on tea, and I have to have my tea from a Durand mug. It is absolutely how I get through the day. And that's how I'm able to come on these programs and do these wonderful shows with you, Alex. And our viewers get the benefit through that of the Durand mug, because without it wouldn't be possible.
All right, you can find the link for the Durant shop down below in the description box. Take
And
care,
lots
everybody.
of great things there. Lots of great things, new things too.
Absolutely. And guys, I'm putting up a lot of different country flags. If you have any recommendations for some additional country flags, please drop them in the comment box down below. Every day
Absolutely.
I'm adding more and more countries to the new designs. So drop me a message there in the comment box as well. All right, take care, everybody.